Good morning. It's Thursday, July 1st. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. At least 63 people have died from the historic heat wave to hit the Pacific Northwest. Between Friday and Monday, health officials say there were 131 reported emergency department and urgent care visits for heat-related illness in Multnomah County alone. For comparison, between 2017 and 2019, the entire state of Oregon saw just 12 heat-related deaths. One day after banning the use of fireworks in Portland for the 4th of July, city officials have announced a ban on the sales of fireworks altogether. The emergency declaration was signed by Mayor Ted Wheeler on Wednesday as a result of the continuing dry conditions and hot weather. There are also fireworks bans in cities like Milwaukee, Tualatin, and Cannon Beach, but you can still buy them as long as you don't use them. Oregon Governor Kate Brown declared a state of emergency due to the imminent threat of wildfire in the state. Although we've passed the three-digit temperature days, there's still no real rain in the forecast. The declaration comes as officials tell us a brush fire east of Duffer has grown to about 10,000 acres. This week, both Oregon and Washington marked the official reopening of the state's economies and will no longer require masks in places like stores and theaters. Businesses and workplaces can still require you to wear a mask when you enter, but the state won't require it. Masks are still required in places with federal restrictions like airports and public transportation, and you can expect to have them for hospitals, nursing homes, and in prisons. Bars and restaurants can also now lift capacity restrictions and are able to stay open later. Oregon's minimum wage increases today. According to the state's new wage structure, the minimum wage now rises to $14 per hour inside the Portland urban growth boundary. That's up from $13.50 an hour. The minimum wage is now $12 an hour in non-urban counties. The minimum wage also rises in non-urban counties, and other areas of the state are seeing a minimum wage rise to $12.75. Blues returns to the Portland waterfront this week, and you can watch it from the comfort of your own home when it all kicks off tonight with the Blues Fest Cares concert benefiting Meals on Wheels people and the Jeremy Wilson Foundation. The in-person concert is all sold out, but you can catch it live on Coin 6 starting at 7 p.m. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.